This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Wine's Not Dead, It's Just Not 1995 Anymore, so get ready for the Great Australian Pour Reset. The global wine industry is being disrupted by the convergence of powerful forces. Not the opening line of a Netflix drama, but Ian Langridge from Into Asia. Export dropping truth like a cork in a tasting room. And he's not wrong. For decades, made in Australia was enough to shift palates. It evoked sunshine, terroir, clean air, and international medals. But that story's flat. China, once the golden goose, is now an online-first marketplace where nearly 60% of alcohol is bought via apps. And if your wine doesn't come with a compelling digital presence and a reason to care, it won't sell. End of story. Ian Langridge says he's still having conversations, weekly, with winemakers who think slapping a kangaroo or a gold crest on a label is enough to drive demand. But wine drinkers, especially in Asia, are not buying nostalgia. They're buying narrative, trust, taste, and something distinctly premium, whether it's actually vintage or just looks like it belongs in a celebrity's fridge. Back home, the mood's no rosier. University of Wollongong's Dr. Paul Chad is watching the numbers drip away like last night's Pinot. Domestic consumption has fallen 9% since 2016-17. There's too much cheap wine clogging the shelves and not enough standout premium product. Add to that the quiet stranglehold of big distributors and supermarket duopolies, and it's no wonder smaller producers are choking on their margins. Yet, all is not lost. There's a shift happening. It's subtle, but it's real. The younger crowd isn't turning away from wine because they hate it. They're turning away because the category hasn't evolved with them. They're still curious, still experimental, still loyal when you give them something to believe in. But they want to discover wine via a friend's post, a digital tasting, or a short docu-reel. Not a flyer at a farmer's market or a lonely bottle on a dusty shelf. And when they do buy, they're not hunting for a six-pack of soulless Sauvignon. They're craving something reflecting their ethics, their taste, their image. So the question for Australia's winemakers isn't, how do we sell more wine? It's, why would anyone choose this bottle, this story, this experience, over all the others? Ian Langridge says the answer is already in reach. The tools, e-commerce, social, creator partnerships, even D2C logistics, are there. The only thing missing is a mindset shift, a decision to stop hiding behind the vineyard and start showing up in the marketplace with intent, with design, with something turning heads and building loyalty, not just among sommeliers and gatekeepers, but with real people scrolling on a screen, looking for something to love. Dr. Chad sees another path too, one that involves closing the distance between maker and drinker. That might mean more cellar door experiences travelling digitally, more direct communication, more courage to let go of the bulk bin mentality and lean into small batch identity. Because let's be clear, the appetite for wine hasn't disappeared. It's just changed tables. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.